107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got Martin Ritzma on the line with lots to talk about with Stratford End District Agricultural Society and more. Good morning, Martin, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, and yes, welcome to 2022. Not a whole lot different than 2021, but we've got a whole year to correct that.
Exactly. It is feeling a little bit like Groundhog Day all over again. There you go. We have some news regarding Trivia Night that was to go this Saturday, Martin.
Yes, and as you know, annually, over 20 years now, we have, at the Stratford District Agricultural Society, hosted an annual Trivia Night. It was a great night of a meal, and then of questions, challenging questions, like, not the dog. But that in-person event was canceled, and then we turned to a virtual event. And now, just with the latest COVID restrictions brought out yesterday, limiting the individuals indoors to five, we've decided not to go with the virtual event as well. So that has been canceled for this year, but we look forward to another year. I know our quiz master of questions, Greg Bell, has a wonderful series of questions put together that we can turn to for next year.
Oh, for sure. We look forward to that. Let's talk about the farmer's market. I'm sure many folks have questions about the farmer's market moving ahead now into the new year. How are we doing with farmer's market?
Market is running well. It's an essential service, and certainly we, you know, take all the precautions with regards to COVID. So it's a safe place, and as usual, it is a place where you can connect directly with producers and get some wonderful product, whether it's eggs from Orville's Heirs or meat or baking, Poole's cheese. There's such a vast array. And new to the market just recently, we have two young men that are running ANA Bird Seeds, and through the support of Ron Neap, those gentlemen can sell you all the bird seed that you need and for this winter month. So, and all through the summer as well. So we do have a number of great vendors, and we're happy to be inside and happy, you know, to offer those great local products to our residents.
Exactly. And again, all safety protocols, all COVID-19 safety protocols in place for the farmers market. And Martin, as you mentioned, it's a great way to support to local vendors. And it's 7 a.m., still a great location. And again, it's just a great way to support our community with something like the Stratford Farmers Market.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. And it's just wonderful to see people interacting with the individual on the other side of the counter that they personally have had their hand in creating the product that they're selling you.
And Martin, Hay West 2.0 is still a go, still very much happening.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. I continue to receive calls with regards to the need for hay, and I continue to receive calls and emails with regards to donations. And it is a And I've shared this with you before, but it is more of a marathon. These farmers and ranchers, men and women, are going to try to get their cattle through the winter without decimating their herd. So hay continues to go. I know some hay left yesterday from just up near Drayton, a load that we had put together from east of Milverton. Gary Shady, a wonderful donation of 63 large square bales, just a phenomenal donation. So Hay West is still going. I encourage those individuals that still have hay to donate to get in touch with me, or if they wish to donate money, I have an account set up at Libro. And the other piece, and I just got an email this morning, if your hay has not been picked up, because I'm working with different trucking companies and through the Canadian Federation of Agriculture, if it's not been picked up, let me know, because certainly there are people in the queue that need the hay. It is not good, and even with the fall rains and a bit of snow that we've had out west, we don't know what next year brings as well.
Well, exactly. And Martin, thank you so much for spearheading this with the Hay West 2.0, because we know the time that they've had out west, certainly with the past summer and now into a pretty cold winter ahead, it looks like.
Yeah, you talk about cold winter. The last load that went out yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, but it went to Kenora with a C, Saskatchewan, which is about 2 hours north of Yorkton, a place where when I went out last time, 19 years ago, I on my bucket list wanted to have pierogi and steak and eggs for breakfast, and that's where I had it, Yorkton. But getting back to the cold weather, the other morning when I checked, at 8:30 in the morning, it was minus 36 degrees, and they were looking for a high of minus 28. So cold weather certainly is part of their weather right now. So, yeah, you know, it's something I can do. You know, if I can connect people that have with people that have not, then I'm very, very pleased to do that.
And again, just a reminder, StratfordFairgrounds.com is the website for details about the Stratford End District Agricultural Society and Farmers Market, StratfordFairgrounds.com. For Hay West 2.0, just get in touch with Martin Ritzma. He'll get you all the details. Martin Ritzma. Martin, thanks so much for the update, and we'll try to stay safe as best we can, and Happy New Year again.
Yes, thank you, Jamie, and you know, thank you for the interest in our local activities. It's good to bring people up to speed, whether it's good news or bad news. It's good to bring people into the know. So thank you very much, and have a great day.